Our next story now. The United States has launched a second round of airstrikes against ISIL militants in Iraq's Kurdistan region. The Pentagon has said the targets were near the Kurdistan regional government capital, Erbil. A number of ISIL Takfiri Baathist insurgents were reportedly killed in the attack, which used 8 laser-guided bombs. The first round of the U.S. air attacks was conducted earlier on Friday. The U.S. says it hit ISIL after the Takfiris shelled Kurdish forces defending Erbil, where U.S. personnel are stationed. Washington also says it will hit ISIL again if it threatens U.S. interests in Iraq. Meanwhile, the White House has conditioned military support for Iraq and its campaign against ISIL on Baghdad forming a new inclusive government.
Once that government has formed, we would anticipate, and we will certainly be continuing to urge that government to pursue an inclusive governing agenda so that they can unite the country to confront the threat that's posed by ISIL. And the United States stands ready to support the formation of that government and that government's efforts to repel the advance of ISIL, and that includes, where necessary, the deployment of military force. It will not include, however, the additional American combat troops being deployed to Iraq.
Pretty close. Well, to discuss this further, let's go to Ontario and talk to Edward Corrigan, political commentator. Welcome, sir. And Mr. Corrigan, do you think the United States will seriously deal with the issue of the Takfiri militants in Iraq, or is this a short-lived measure only to silence critics?
I think it's more a public relations measure. There is, obviously, this is the second attack they've made against the ISIS forces in sort of northern and central Iraq, but they have been consolidating their power base and committing all sorts of crimes and atrocities. There's ISIS reportedly massacred 2,000 Yazidis. They also have destroyed a lot of monuments from history. This is a crime against history, in my opinion, and terrible actually public relations. But people have to remember that that ISIS, first of all, the Americans are supporting ISIS in Syria, and they're arming it to overthrow the Syrian government. Yet we're rhetorically attacking ISIS in Iraq and complaining what they do. And now this is the second attack. But if you go into the history, and what Robert Snowden released from the NSA is that al-Baghdadi was trained by the Mossad for a year, and that ISIS has been set up and funded and trained by Israel, the United States, and Britain. So there may be, you know, at one hand, there's rhetoric in support of Iraq and an inclusive government, but there has been an underhanded, dirty campaign against Iraq and also Syria by funding these groups and trying to fragment the Middle East and to spark a sectarian war. I think the Israelis certainly want to break the Middle East into like Islamic, Christian enclaves and have the Shia and the Sunni fight. And the more destruction is, the better it is for Israel. And they just sit back and laugh how the Iraqis and the people in the Middle East are fighting against each other and destroying themselves, with Israel doing, you know, a little bit other than perhaps providing a little bit of arms and the odd provocation. But this is, you know, to understand, ISIS was set up by the British Americans and the Israelis with the purpose of destroying Iraq and Syria. So they've been providing the arms, they've been the training. So that it's a dubious and double-handed game that's going on. Donald Rumsfeld, the early part of the Republican administration of George Bush, he said that he let it slip that the Pentagon was going to set up like a dirty tricks department or prepare black ops, things like this, where they're funding and conspiring and helping create these groups to cause conflict and fighting and ultimately destruction. And out of the destruction and chaos, hopefully the Americans that they plan and the Israelis and the British will get some sort of advantage. They can play one faction off against the other. So there's elements within the United States that are playing this dirty game. There are maybe elements in the United States that certainly oppose ISIS. And now that ISIS has even said that they're targeting Saudi Arabia, this actually is now becoming a threat that may affect American interests. But this is a monster that is basically the creation of the United States, Britain, and Israel. And people in the Middle East need to understand this, and they need to stop it and to fight and to be unified and to stand up for their own interests and their own countries and to stop this wanton destruction.
And so will the Iraqi government be able to form an inclusive government to somehow counter what somehow mentioned, these false flag operations?
Well, hopefully it is possible, but the government is predominantly dominated by the Shia. I think they've mishandled the situation. They've alienated a lot of the Sunni population, which ends up some of them are supporting ISIS, even though they're very extremist. And I don't think most Sunni in Iraq support them. But they have to bring in the Turkmen, they have to bring in the Kurds, they have to bring in the Yazidis and the Chaldeans and the Assyrians. Iraq is a multicultural, multi-religious country. And that was actually part of its charm. I think one of the reasons why it was targeted, the Israelis in particular do not want to have an inclusive democratic government in Iraq or any other place in the Middle East. They want to show that these guys are, their neighbors are crazy and unstable and dominated by religious fundamentalists, yet they play the game to promote those people. This has been outlined in Victor Ostrowski's books about the Mossad, inside the Mossad and the other side of the other. He talks about how even with their allies, the Israelis were funding Islamic extremist groups in Egypt and Jordan and elsewhere. And this is a very, very old, dirty game that the British have played since the 1920s. And it goes back, divide and conquer, pit the groups against each other. And of course, it's much easier to control them whenever they are divided. But if the Iraqis unite, if the Syrians unite, they're a much stronger country. They're going to build a country. They're going to deal with human rights issues. And they can have inclusive political institutions that will represent their country. But if you look at it, the British, the Americans, and the Israelis in particular are constantly trying to undermine this, constantly trying to provoke fights and just provoke a sectarian war, which serves not the interests of the people of Iraq or Syria or Lebanon, for that matter. And it will only serve the interests of the enemies and people who want to destabilize the area. And then, of course, out of the chaos, be able to take advantage.
All right. We'll leave it there for the time being. Many thanks to Edward Corrigan, political commentator from Ontario. Thanks for your time there, sir, as always.